This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial schedule for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the wide-ranging conversations covered are bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. He also said facets of India-U.S. strategic partnerships were discussed, including trade, energy, nuclear defense, critical minerals and technology. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar welcomed the trade deal reached between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders emphasized the importance of the democracies working together to unlock new economic opportunities and advance our shared energy security goals. President Draupadi Murmu offered prayers at Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri today as part of her six-day tour of her home state Odisha. She arrived in the pilgrim city last evening and stayed overnight to begin her religious engagements early this morning. BJP leader Yamnam Khemchand Singh has been unanimously elected as the BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur. He was elected in the Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, party's general secretary and the central observer appointed for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. He also noted that under the guidance and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Singh's vast experience, unwavering commitment and strong leadership will further strengthen the party and help fulfill the aspirations of the people of the state. Today is World Cancer Day. The day is observed on the 4th of February every year to raise cancer awareness and encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the day serves as a reminder to support cancer survivors and encourage regular screenings for a healthier society. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda highlighted that the establishment of Cancer Day care units in every district and exemption of custom duties on important cancer medicines will provide major relief to patients. This year, World Cancer Day is being observed under the theme United by Unique to place people at the center of care and their stories at the heart of the conversation. Union Home Affairs Ministry will convene the fresh round of talks on demands of Ladakh in New Delhi today. It is being convened to discuss the draft proposals regarding the demands of Ladakh framed on the invitation of the Home Affairs Ministry submitted by the leaders of Ladakh last year in November. Member of Parliament of Ladakh, Hanifa Jan, Kargil Chief Executive Councillor of Hill Council, Dr. Muhammad Zafar Akhun, and former Lok Sabha MP Thupstin Chawong led 14 representatives, 7 each from apex body Leh and KDA Kargil will participate in the talks. India and Kenya today reviewed bilateral relations and exchanged views on regional and global issues of interest. Joint Secretary East and Southern Africa, External Affairs Ministry Janesh Kain and Deputy Director General of Asia and Pacific Ministry of Foreign and Diaspora Affairs of Kenya, Jane Makori, co-chaired the third round of India-Kenya Foreign Office consultations in Nairobi. High Commission of India in Nairobi said that the two sides reaffirmed commitment to advance bilateral cooperation in all the domains. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan will begin today at Missamari in Sonitpur district of Assam. It will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between the two nations. The exercise will continue till the 17th of this month with aim to enhance interoperability between the special forces of both nations with a focus on joint operations in urban warfare and counter-terrorism scenarios under the United Nations mandate. The Indian equity markets posted moderate gains this morning with broad-based gains across sectors weighed down by losses in IT stocks. Sensex added 44 points to reach 83,783 and Nifty gained 51 points to settle at 25,778. In the early trade today. And in the ICC Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Afghanistan in the second semi-final at the Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe today. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. Ayush Mathre, led Men in Blue, has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. The winner of this match will play against England in the final on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.